The question is, how did I come to poetry? I am working class. I am the daughter of fast food workers and the granddaughter of subsistence farmers. There weren't a lot of books in our house, though my mother tried and always prioritized education above all things. She loves to read and loves to read big, thick novels, but I never had the patience for them and still don't. But there came a time when I was 12, when my father was diagnosed with cancer. We didn't have medical insurance, but he was a vet and he was able to go to the closest VA and receive treatment. But that VA was about an hour away from where we lived in the city of Lexington, Kentucky. All this is to say, suddenly he was in and out of a cosmopolitan place, a place with bookstores. And I don't know what made him start doing this, but he began driving by the independent bookstore in Lexington and looking on their discount rack for poetry books. And he would always bring home for me whatever had been on the clearance rack that day. Usually it was one of those big anthologies, like Best American Poems. You know, those books with all of that great early meter and music work. And I don't know, I was a lonely child. My parents worked 16-hour shifts, opposite shifts of each other, so they were rarely home. And I was alone a lot. And the power of connection, the chance to bring into my lungs, my voice, my head, the song that belonged to someone else across miles, across time. I just started reading all of it out loud to myself and joining the chorus. It was a miracle. It saved my life.